Here's an interesting snippet of topicality. There's a hot-selling sex video out that show couples how to solve their marital problems. It has a guy in a suit and a lady in a dress attire, business attire, and then it cuts to the two of them just tearing it up. Yeah, it's called Speaking of Sex, an hour-long sex education video for couples. You can mail order it. It's a self-help tape. There's a couple of them out. One of them's called Making Love to the Same Person for the Rest of Your Life. The camera cuts to interviews and then shows the couples in a bedroom acting out solutions to their problems in total vivid. And you actually get to see every nodule. And they say this can help couples that are too embarrassed to tell a living human being. I tell you, well, I guess that can happen to some couples. You know, the steam wears out, so that's why some people don't get married. They're afraid, well, geez, wait a minute, I'm cutting slices regularly. I knock the bottom out of various targets of opportunity. You're telling me I get married, now I gotta buy a tape that's going to help get me 10 hot? And that's why a lot of guys opt not to get married. They just say instead, yeah, I'll just get a copy of the Grease Bats Hop at the Gaga Handbook, and then I won't have to worry about it. I just change units every so often. Chapter 1015. With the winning ticket, she'll lick the spigot. Talking lottery ticket, of course. They sell lottery tickets all over town. Keep in mind, when you stand in any place lottery tickets are sold, and you see somebody that looks really sweet, glance up at the board at last week's winning number. Then you go up to the guy that runs the computer and say, I want that same number played this week. So he'll print out a ticket with that number on it. It'll come spitting out of the machine. You put your thumb over the date. And you walk over to that other girl and there and say, excuse me, I just got to tell somebody something. I want that. You show her the ticket with the matching numbers because your thumb's over the date. She'll be like, wow, you're a millionaire. Let me see that. You say, oh, no, this ticket's not leaving my possession. You open your wallet and put it in there back in your pocket. I just had to tell somebody. Celebrate. Catch to the music. I tell you what, hey, you know the first call? I want you here for the first call. You pick up the phone. Make believe you're calling work, only you're calling the weather. Hello, boss? Yeah, this is Sokolowski. Ain't me. Bang the phone down. I just quit my job. I'm doing things I never dreamed of doing before. Hell, I could never talk to a pretty girl like you before, just out of the blue like this. But, hey, I'm celebrating being a millionaire. Tell you what, you want to help me celebrate? She's like, well, I just ran in here for a second to get a lottery ticket. My car's parked in the tow-away zone. If I say, look, they tow your car, I'll buy you a new one. I was going to buy a Jaguar. They'll probably give me a deal on two of them, right? You want a Jaguar? You got it. All right, the hell with your car. Leave it there in the tow-away zone. Let them tow it. You don't need it. You got me. Come on. She gets in the car with you. By the way, I'm Harriet Heinsucker. Oh, nice to meet you, Harriet. I'm Phil Sokolowski. Millionaire extraordinaire. Tell you what, I'm doing things I've never done before. Quit my job, buying cars spur of the moment. I'm talking to you. You know what I've always wanted to do? Drop trowel when I'm driving. You know, just drive along and feeling free. Something, you know, nowadays I'm a millionaire, I can call the shots. Do whatever I want to do. So I'm dropping trowel. I'm dropping trowel boldly. God, this is great. You don't think I'm too out of line. I know it's a bit of a shock, but hell, I'm shocked. Well, she'll probably have a response to that. She'll look at you. She'll think of that new Jaguar. She'll think of the passion, the excitement. She, too, will sense the reckless nature that's in the air. She'll probably say something like, oh! I say, why should we let this celebration stop? Is there any reason to celebrate? You don't think so, right? I don't think so either. Tell you what, I say champagne! Champagne and caviar! Yeah, let me pull up to the tell you what, you run inside, put a couple of bottles of Dom Perignon on the counter, a couple of tins of caviar. Let me turn the car around for a quick getaway, and it's going to be you and me and the music. She runs in there, you see her in the place, grabbing two clunky bottles of DP, as you smile and wave through the window.
Catch second gear, Grease. It's the Grease Man Show.